Good morning. My guest this morning is Aaron Lucey from the Church of the Incarnation. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Roland. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming in. This is a fascinating interview, I can tell. So the Church of the Incarnation, which, as we know, is on Mendocino Avenue, just a little bit this side of College Avenue, and the church is hosting the first Incarnation 100. So explain what that is.
Absolutely. The Incarnation 100 is a bike ride.
Yeah.
It's a charity bike ride where the proceeds will be going to benefit the homeless services in Sonoma County. The bike ride consists of a 45-mile route for beginners. It's fairly level. Anyone can do that route. We also have a metric century, or about 62 miles. And then we also have a 100-mile route, which is very challenging.
Uh-huh. So all these start from the Church of the Incarnation.
That's correct.
And I assume return, too.
That's
correct. Where do they go in general? What's the area that's covered?
It's a beautiful tour of the wine country.
Oh, great.
It'll go up through Dry Creek Valley, out over Wooler Bridge, and one of the nicest roads to go over for these cyclists is Sweetwater Springs Road.
I love Sweetwater Springs
Yes.
Road.
It's a real hidden gem. It's a challenging climb, but at the top of the hill, they should be able to see all over Sonoma County, and it'll take them back down into the Guerneville area. Then they'll go through Forestville and out to Grayton, where the 100-kilometer route will actually then come back into Santa Rosa. But the 100-mile route will then continue all the way out to Valley Ford.
I understand that this is to benefit the work of the Church of the Incarnation with the homeless.
Correct. And moreover, actually, the Living Room, which is actually an independent 501c3, and that's a very important homeless service in Santa Rosa. It's the only day shelter for women and children that goes Monday through Friday, providing hot meals, assistance with job searches, everything.
So it really is a complete service for Sonoma County homeless.
That's correct. The other service is Sunday Open Table, which the church puts on every Sunday. And they feed up to, depending on the weather, obviously, but they feed upwards of 200 people every Sunday morning.
Well, it's really great to hear that a church that I've always admired over the years, and it's always made me smile to see it sitting there on its lot on Mendocino Avenue, is so involved in what's essential in the community.
Yes, and it's not just Santa Rosa. I mentioned the Living Room and Sunday Open Table, which are very much homeless services in Santa Rosa, but as well, St. Andrew's Food Kitchen, which is out in Monterio. They're serving, as an example, in 2013, they served almost 6,000 bags of groceries, serving 117 households.
So how do bike riders or would-be bike riders participate?
Easily. We have a website, incarnation100.org, and there is a sign me up page, which enables riders to easily select which route they want to ride. And we have staged the cost of the ride to be $70 for the 45-mile route, $80 for the 100-kilometer route, and $90 for the 100-mile route. These are fully supported rides. So about every 15 miles or so, 20 miles, there will be a rest stop where riders can refuel with water and Gatorade and food. At the end of the ride, we're having live music. Steve Pyle will be playing. I know that he's a local favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a great barbecue. Petaluma Poultry, which does Rosie and Rocky chicken. They're supplying chickens for us to barbecue. And we're going to have a great time.
Great. Aaron, thanks very much for telling us about this great event. And let's tell people once again that the way to find out more about it is incarnation100.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.